Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Task, describing a person who inspired you to start a new activity. The IELTS Speaking Test often includes questions about people who have influenced or inspired us. One common topic is describing someone who motivated you to begin a new activity. This article will provide you with valuable tips and sample answers to help you excel in this task and boost your IELTS speaking score. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's important to understand what the examiner is looking for when asking you to describe a person who inspired you to start a new activity. They want to assess your ability to provide a coherent and detailed description, use a range of vocabulary related to personal qualities and activities, speak fluently and coherently, use appropriate grammar structures. Now, let's break down the task into the three parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about activities, hobbies, or influential people in your life. Here are some possible questions. Do you enjoy trying new activities? How do you usually learn about new hobbies or activities? Who has been the most influential person in your life? Let's look at a sample answer for the third question. Sample answer, Band 7-8. The most influential person in my life has been my high school art teacher, Mrs. Johnson. She played a pivotal role in shaping my perspective on creativity and self-expression. Her passion for art was contagious, and she always encouraged us to think outside the box. Thanks to her guidance, I developed a deep appreciation for various art forms and even started exploring photography as a hobby. Part 2. Long-term cue card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points to guide your speech. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Describe a person who inspired you to start a new activity. You should say, who this person is, what activity they inspired you to start, how they inspired you, and explain how you feel about this person and the activity now. Sample answer, Band 7-8. I'd like to talk about my cousin, Sarah, who inspired me to take up rock climbing. Sarah is an avid outdoor enthusiast and has always been passionate about various adventure sports. About 2 years ago, during a family gathering, Sarah shared her experiences of rock climbing with such enthusiasm and vivid descriptions that it piqued my interest. She showed us photos of breathtaking landscapes and talked about the sense of accomplishment she felt after conquering challenging routes. What truly inspired me was her emphasis on how rock climbing had transformed her life. She explained that it wasn't just a physical activity, but also a mental challenge that helped her build confidence, overcome fears, and develop problem-solving skills. Sarah's words resonated deeply with me as I was looking for a way to challenge myself both physically and mentally. Motivated by her stories, I decided to give rock climbing a try. Sarah generously offered to be my mentor and took me to a local climbing gym. She patiently taught me the basics, from proper safety techniques to different climbing holds and movements. Now, I feel incredibly grateful to Sarah for introducing me to this exhilarating sport. Rock climbing has become an integral part of my life, providing me with a sense of adventure and personal growth. It has pushed me out of my comfort zone and helped me discover strengths I didn't know I had. As for Sarah, my admiration for her has only grown. She's not just my cousin, but also a role model who exemplifies the importance of pursuing one's passions and sharing them with others. Her willingness to guide and support me in this journey has strengthened our bond, and I'm thankful for the positive impact she's had on my life. Additional questions the examiner might ask. Has this new activity changed your life in any way? Would you recommend this activity to others? Why or why not? Sample answer, Band 8-9. Absolutely, rock climbing has profoundly impacted my life. It has not only improved my physical fitness, but also boosted my mental resilience. I've become more adept at tackling challenges in other areas of my life, applying the problem-solving skills I've developed through climbing. Moreover, it has expanded my social circle, introducing me to a community of like-minded individuals who share my passion for adventure and personal growth. I would wholeheartedly recommend rock climbing to others. It's an activity that offers a unique blend of physical exercise, mental stimulation, and personal development. The sport teaches valuable life lessons about perseverance, trust, and self-reliance. However, I would emphasize the importance of proper training and safety measures, as it can be dangerous if not approached responsibly. Overall, for anyone looking to challenge themselves and gain a new perspective on their capabilities, rock climbing is an excellent choice. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think role models influence young people's career choices? Sample answer, Band 7-8. Role models can have a significant impact on young people's career choices. When young individuals see someone succeeding in a particular field, it can spark their interest and make them believe that they too can achieve similar success. Role models provide real-life examples of what's possible, which can be incredibly motivating. However, it's important to note that the influence can be both positive and negative. Positive role models can inspire ambition and hard work, showcasing the rewards of dedication and perseverance. On the other hand, if young people idolize celebrities or public figures solely for their fame or wealth, it might lead to unrealistic expectations or a focus on superficial aspects of success. I believe the key is for young people to have diverse role models who embody various aspects of success, including professional achievements, personal growth, and social responsibility. This can help them make more informed and well-rounded career decisions. Q. Do you think it's important for people to continually learn new skills throughout their lives? Sample answer, Band 8-9. I firmly believe that continuous learning is crucial for personal and professional growth in today's rapidly changing world. The concept of lifelong learning has become increasingly relevant due to several factors. Firstly, the pace of technological advancement means that skills can become obsolete quickly. By continually updating our knowledge and acquiring new skills, we remain adaptable and valuable in the job market. This is particularly important in fields like technology, where new tools and methodologies emerge frequently. Secondly, learning new skills broadens our perspectives and enhances our problem-solving abilities. When we expose ourselves to different disciplines and ways of thinking, we become more creative and innovative in our approach to challenges. Moreover, the process of learning itself is beneficial for cognitive health. Studies have shown that engaging in mentally stimulating activities can help maintain brain function as we age, potentially reducing the risk of cognitive decline. Lastly, learning new skills can be incredibly fulfilling on a personal level. It boosts self-confidence, provides a sense of accomplishment, and can lead to new opportunities and experiences. However, it's important to acknowledge that continuous learning requires effort and commitment. Not everyone has equal access to resources or time for skill development. Therefore, I believe it's essential for both individuals and society to prioritize and facilitate lifelong learning opportunities for all. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your IELTS speaking score, incorporate these advanced words and phrases into your responses. Pivotal role, adjective noun, pivotal role, crucial or central importance. Example, my mentor played a pivotal role in shaping my career path. Pique one's interest, phrase, pique one's interest to arouse curiosity or interest. Example, the documentary piqued my interest in marine biology. Resonate deeply, verb adverb, resonate deeply to have a strong lasting impact. Example, his speech about climate change resonated deeply with the audience. Push out of one's comfort zone, phrase, ton, to challenge oneself beyond familiar limits. Example, traveling solo pushed me out of my comfort zone and helped me grow. Profoundly impact, adverb verb, foundly packed, to affect very significantly or deeply. Example, the experience profoundly impacted my worldview. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in the speaking test. Practice regularly. Engage in English conversations daily, even if it's just talking to yourself. Record yourself. This helps you identify areas for improvement in pronunciation and fluency. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to common IELTS topics and use them in context. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Elaborate on your points and provide examples, Stay calm. Remember, the examiner wants to hear your best English. Take a deep breath and speak confidently. By following these tips and using the sample answers as inspiration, you'll be well prepared to tackle the IELTS speaking task on describing a person who inspired you to start a new activity. Remember, authenticity is key. Use these examples to guide you, but always aim to express your own experiences and opinions. For more IELTS speaking tips and sample answers, check out our articles on describing a person who has encouraged you to think critically and describing a time when you took on a new challenge during the pandemic.